checking in today with Star Valley Lady Braves head coach Cade Erickson. Coach, thanks for coming on with us this morning.
Yeah, you bet. How are you doing this morning, Dell?
I'm doing fantastic. And this is kind of an unusual week for you, Coach. First time in I don't know how many weeks you've only got one game to prepare for. When's the last time that happened?
It has been a long time. We actually talked about that as a coaching staff, just having one game and then 4 days of practice. It's actually been pretty nice in lots of ways. It's been kind of a good week to review a lot of offensive stuff and defensive stuff, but also get done with practice a little early and let the girls rest because they've been going hard for quite a while.
Well, Cade, as I look at the schedule, your girls have won five straight. They've won seven of nine. And, of course, one of those losses is to Cody, who's beaten everyone this year. But the other one that stands out is this Green River team, and that's who the Lady Braves play tonight. And it was one of those games when we talked about it a month ago, it was the third game in 5 days for the girls. It was a road game, and it was just it was kind of an anomaly. It was kind of out there on its own. So this week, this time, it's the only game you get to focus on. There's a lot riding on it for the Southwest top seed and things like that. And I'm sure the girls would like to play better at home than they did out there. Is that kind of factored into the thought process of this as a coaching staff?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And the girls, even themselves, they are dialed in for this week, and they didn't like that loss at all. And so they have been a lot more focused watching film, and then we've just done a lot of review of what we need to do against Green River to hopefully get a win for tomorrow night. Just like you said, the big factor going into it is we got to give ourselves a chance to get that number one seed going into state. We sat down with Rob the other day trying to figure it out, because if we get the win tonight, we'll both be 5-1 within our conference. And then you start breaking things down, how Wausau does the tiebreakers, and I think we may end up going to a coin flip, and which just gives us that 50-50 chance. But like I told the girls last night, we at least have to give ourselves that 50-50 chance by getting the win tonight. So it's a big game for us in lots of ways.
Right, because if you don't win tonight, then it's a moot point. You're just going to be the number two seed, and which, again, isn't all that terrible, but you'd like to avoid Cody as long as possible. That's sort of the point, right?
Exactly, and that's what we've talked about is, you know, yes, like you say, second seed's not bad at all, but when we get the second seed, that puts us in the same bracket as Cody if we win the first game going into the semifinals. And we don't want to meet them till we get to the championship for regionals is our goal. So we'd like to get that number one seed and be on the bottom bracket and get that later game too, which I think is beneficial for the girls to play in the afternoon instead of during the daytime.
A lot of things kind of setting up to be beneficial for the Lady Braves. You obviously have this one game this week at home, and then the 4A West Regional is going to be at Star Valley High School in Afton, as well as all the teams will come here and see that we do indeed have more snow than anyone else. That's sort of how it is. I think their eyes are going to pop, honestly.
Well, hopefully they'll come and they'll be shocked with all the snow and not play very well against us.
Yeah. You'll have to hope for that, I guess. I just, but as I look at this, I look at that and you look at this group of girls that you have, you go back to last year, they barely missed out on qualifying for state last year. They've improved offensively from what you've seen, not just last year, but even over the course of the season. I guess what I'm trying to say is things are kind of setting up for the girls to have a return trip to state if they can take care of business at home, which is always a nice opportunity to have.
Yes, it is. And we've talked about this too, is we're pretty thankful to have regionals at home this year, just because this group of girls do play very well. I think we're 6-1 or 7-1 at home. They like that environment. Cam is playing great right now, and she's just kind of the center. I wouldn't say center of our offense, but she's a big focus of it. Kenley's, you know, her second year being kind of the leader as the point guard, but then also when we played Green River last time, it was only Kenley's second game, and she just, you know, was having a hard time getting back into the rhythm after breaking her nose. And I think Kenley's 100% now. Maddie's getting more confidence in the offensive set, and then you have Sheridan and Delancey and Bailey, who's bringing in good minutes and contributing a lot, and then Cambry, who's getting a little bit more experience for us. So I just feel that each day and each week we're getting better and better, and that's our focus and goal, is just to continue to get better so we can get to state, which is our overall goal.
And then once you get to state, I mean, let's be honest, you've already seen the best team, and you're hoping to see them again in the Cody Phillies. You know, a lot of time that Eastern Conference kind of boasts, you know, the favorite and the best team, and that's how it usually is. That's not really the case this year. So when you look at how the Lady Braves might be able to perform at state, it's like, you know, you can hang with anybody. I think you've shown that this year.
Yeah, and we've shown that. You know, I know Thunder's just getting better and better, but we played Thunder early on in the year and only lost to them by 3 points. And right now they're, I think, in the number three spot in the state, and they're playing very well and competing and beating teams. And so that just kind of gives these girls the confidence that they can play with anybody. And like, say, you know, Cody's that top team for sure, but you never know, and you just have to go into each game with a positive attitude and just believing that you can win. And this group of girls definitely, they have that mindset for sure, Dale.
You had talked about this group, even going back to the summer. Last year's group was one of the more tenacious defensive teams I've ever covered. They absolutely gave everything they had defensively, because I think part of it is they knew they had to, because the yes. points were so hard to come by. This year, I think this is obviously a very good defensive team. I think your girls are ranked number two in the class in defense, which is obviously a great accomplishment. But offensively, like you said, Cameron Erickson playing so good. Kenley Englehart looked so confident out in Evanston and some of these places where she just basically just picking people's pocket. Maddie had a great game, as you mentioned. And Sheridan Coles is kind of an X factor. Sheridan can give you 5 points, or she can give you 20 points, it seems like, depending on how things match up for her. But I guess what I'm saying is your girls, I think we're still waiting to see, like, the whole Megillah, don't you think? We're still waiting to see the whole picture.
I think so, too. And I just think each week we've kind of had a little bit of showing of each girl, and then it gives them that little boost of confidence as we continue to move forward. Not taking anything away from last year's group, but like you said, that defense was phenomenal. They were tenacious, but we just had a hard time with the offensive part. This year, the group, they're more naturally like scorers. You know, we can run an offense, but we can also just let them play ball and do their individual strengths and score. And I've noticed that more and more each week, that, you know, we can set up a play. If it's not there, they can find a way to still score and make it look like they're just playing basketball. And that's been a lot of fun. And I think they're just getting more and more used to each other and what the strengths and weaknesses are, that I'm hoping we can just continue to get better with that and see that more and more as we play each game, have this game tonight and then throughout next week at regionals. I think that'd be a huge thing for us, just to kind of get better and better each game to get ready for state.
Head coach Kate Erickson, the Lady Braves, and taking on Green River tonight. Varsity tip time is at 5:30. Of course, the First Bank of Wyoming countdown to tip off at about 10 after 5 at svinews.com. Cade, anything we haven't touched on that you might want to mention today?
No, it's a big game for us tonight, and a good crowd does make a big difference, and the girls are ready, so I hope that we can go and compete and get a win against Green River.
So in other words, get your stuff and get on down to the gym. It's heated. The gym is heated.
Yeah, that's right. It's heated, and there's no snow in there.
You can get warm, and I think the sidewalks even leading into it are ice-free. So if that's not a selling point right now, I don't know what isn't. Cade, thanks for being with me this morning, and good luck tonight. We appreciate it.